Hello, thank you for joining the DFW PCC Deep Dive. We are your podcasters, Anita Idle and Alex Irish. Let's jump right in. So today we are diving into the latest strategic and operational updates from the USPS. There was a whole flurry of developments in October 2025. And this isn't just a list of facts. We're really analyzing how their modernization plan is translating into real-world changes right before the holiday rush.
Right. And the mission today is crucial. We need to see past all the corporate announcements and really distill how this multi-year transformation is delivering, you know, tangible results, whether you're just tracking a package on your phone or actually walking into a post office.
Okay, so let's unpack this starting at the top with the new Postmaster General, David Steiner. He's the 76 PMG, and in his first impressions in the Eagle magazine, he was clearly very bullish on the organization's future.
He thinks they have the people and the skills to thrive.
Exactly. But what's really fascinating is his approach to service issues. He's not hiring outside consultants. He's looking within the organization, diagnosing problems where the work is being done.
And that internal focus is just a massive vote of confidence in their institutional knowledge. It also lands perfectly with the Senate adopting that bipartisan resolution on October 9th for the 250th anniversary.
Yeah, that resolution was something else.
It praised the USPS for embodying the spirit of innovation, determination, longevity, and resilience. So it's like they're betting on their history to fuel their future.
So let's see where that resilience is showing up in customer-facing technology. The USPS just released a standalone Informed Delivery mobile app.
Yes, and for those who might not know, Informed Delivery gives you that digital preview of your mail.
Right.
And now that's all streamlined in a dedicated app. You get things like biometric login, better package management, and you can even scan barcodes right in the app for tracking updates.
So seamless digital convenience.
Pretty much.
And that digital ease is now being mirrored in the physical post office lobbies, which, I mean, we all know needed a serious upgrade.
They're definitely getting one. It's a dual approach focused on eliminating the line. First, they're expanding self-service kiosks to about 2,600 locations.
And the data on those is pretty good, right?
It's compelling. They're shown to cut lobby wait times by 40%.
40%, wow.
And second, they're adding smart lockers for 247 package pickup at nearly 700 locations. Plus, they're becoming these multi-service hubs, you know, adding government services like passports.
Okay, let's talk about the investment here, because the numbers get huge. We're talking nearly $20 billion over the past 4 years poured into realigning the entire national network.
And that investment is the engine behind a huge jump in their daily package processing capacity.
Right, up to 88 million packages a day from, what, 60 million before?
Exactly. And a lot of that is thanks to 614 new package sorting machines. But we look at the return on that investment for the holidays. It's all about efficiency and workforce stability.
The new vehicles are a big part of that.
A huge part. Nearly 29,000 new vehicles this year alone. It's part of a long-term plan for over 100,000 new vehicles. And many of those, 66,000 of them, will be zero-emission electric vehicles.
But the biggest shift, I think, is in the labor. They've converted 232,000 employees to full-time since 2020.
It's staggering.
It really is. It means they only need to hire 14,000 seasonal employees this year.
Down from 40,000 just a few years ago. It signals a fundamental shift away from temporary help to a full-time, experienced, and therefore, you know, more efficient workforce.
We should probably also address the holiday pricing.
Yes, the temporary price changes. They kicked in on October 5th for services like Priority Mail. It's strictly to cover extra handling costs, and they'll be in effect until January 18th.
So for perspective, what does that look like?
Well, for example, a large Priority Mail flat rate box will temporarily cost a retail customer about $1.45 more.
Okay, so this comprehensive effort, tech, logistics, workforce, it really shows a clear commitment to financial sustainability and, well, better service.
It absolutely does.
But, you know, given that PMG Steiner is focused on finding answers from employees where the work is being done, and you consider that 250-year history, it makes you ask, is leveraging the deep internal experience of those long-term employees actually the most valuable asset in making all these massive technological changes stick?
That's a really interesting question. Something to think about.
Thank you for listening today. We look forward to you joining us again on the next Deep Dive with the DFW PCC.